Yes, welcome to ET First Contact, my dear friends and listeners from all over the world. Today I have a very special guest. His name is Des Lovegrove, and he is one of the last druids that is practicing. But with the New Age coming, I suspect, with the knowledge from the brothers and sisters from the stars, that new generations will learn this knowledge, this very ancient knowledge that Des has. And I want to welcome you, Des, to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Martin. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, and maybe we'll tell a little story to the listeners that we met together in the summer of 2011 in England. I was doing research to the crop circles. I was visiting them, and then I went to the Silent Circle Cafe, which is a place where many people meet from different countries. And I was just sneezing a bit around the books. And I heard somebody say, I heard a voice in the background, this is a time where many star nations are watching what's happening on Earth. I said, who's saying this? That's interesting. I have to talk to this guy. So I stood there and I saw it was you, Des. And from that moment on, we have seen each other for a week or so. And we have had very interesting talks about the Pleiades and other star beings and energies, and you have taught me to use dowsing rods. So that was an amazing time, and we kept in contact over the time, and now he's with us on the show. So
yeah, welcome, well, Des. You know, it was no coincidence we met. I mean, I follow my guides, and I was told to be at the Silent Circle at 11 o'clock, and you were told to get there for 11:15. So you know,
yeah, I was told the same thing. Yes. Yeah, we were supposed to meet.
Yeah. But it's all about timing, because, I mean, it's a privilege to be living, to be sharing this time with you and the listeners at this particular time, at this particular juncture, just having passed zero point. It really is. I'm on a natural high. Just after the winter solstice, I really am on a natural high. But that day just went so quick. And
it went so quick, yeah.
Yeah, well, because you see, that 24 hours technically was only 16 hours long. So that's why when I was tracking the planets, at Avebury, it was going so quickly. I was literally facing an alignment, and within a couple of minutes, it was just moving to my right, and I'd have to reset myself. It really is. It went so quickly that day, and now, of course, it's slowing down, which is the cycle. We can't do anything about cycles.
No. We have also talked about Pleiadian lineups, and that was, I think, 20th of November. Have you attended Pleiadian lineups?
Yeah, the lineups. No, I missed the lineup this year. They have the lineup twice a year in the same place in Wales, in the United Kingdom. But they put lineups on in every country. Normally, October and April are the times, or early May, that you see the lineups. And it's a really special sight, seeing 40 orbs in the sky and knowing that you're related to them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that psychic connection you can use, because you can tell them to go left or to go right. And if you focus your thought, they can pick up your thought and they would move left or right. Incredible, incredible experience.
Yeah, it is. It is really incredible. All right, my friend, as so many listeners of this program and general on BBS Radio are waiting for the official announcements or first contact or any signs of change, good change, what can we expect?
Okay, well, you see, officially the quarantine is lifted. So, you know, that was, you see, it was a matter of opinion. Some people were saying it was literally on the winter solstice, but it was actually yesterday that it was lifted, so I believe. But of course, they're not all going to come straight away, because it's going to confuse people. And of course, the people that run our world don't want them appearing. So, and of course, that all that Star Wars business, you know, shooting down benevolence, it's not right. But you see, we will expect the Earth changes that we're going through. You've obviously noticed the difference in the weather. That's a cycle.
Yes, I did, yes.
That's a cycle as well that cannot be avoided. Anything to do with a cycle, we can't change the timeline. But anything else, we have the power. And I should, because you've obviously noticed, because you do have an amazing resource with spotting extraterrestrial activity, you've noticed an awful lot more over the last few days. Well, that'll just get more intense. And you see, I don't know when the secret governments are going to pull their rabbit out of the hat, because they're under so much pressure to disclose right now. But you better believe that when they do disclose, they won't be benevolent, you know, because they want to maintain control. And you see, that control,
I somehow this control must be stop, and there is a force that can do that.
No, we see, as I understand it, the Galactic Federation of Light gave an ultimatum to the people that run this Earth, the Brotherhood of the Snake, if you want to get really technical, the people descendant from Cain. You see, Cain and Abel from the Bible, you see, Cain was never killed or punished by God for killing his own brother, because he was termed an animal, because he didn't have a conscience. And the people that run our world with money, they don't have a conscience. And that's all the blue blood royals. This is all the people in power. It's all the big banking families. They don't care about us. But you see, our cosmic brethren, who we're related to, 7.5 trillion planets with human life on them, they're all our cousins. They're the ones that care for us. They won't abandon us because they're front row seats. But you see, the quarantine's lifted now, so they have to be quite careful. But you see, the secret government have been told to walk away, but they've been working at this for the last 6,500 years. So they won't give up all that effort. They won't give up all that work without a fight. So I'm sorry to report that it's actually going to get a bit darker before it gets light, which, you know, it's nothing.
I have noticed that in the last couple of days, since the 21st, worldwide, there have been many, many UFO sightings, many more.
Yes, yeah, well, you would do because of the intensity. But again, they can't literally just turn up on the doorstep and say, hi, we're your cousins. Because it's, you think of the effect, because most people are not like us. Most people are not like the listeners that are listening to this program. They have a box on their head. They are programmed. And anything that goes against the program is going to either worry them or scare them. Or just look funny to them. You know, I had a visit last night from the Palladians because they were doing some work on me, which I'll touch on shortly because I want to get your listeners thinking about that side of things too. That you see, the Palladian emissaries of light, not all of them are light, right? So this, I'm going to go, I'll explain myself a little bit further down the line. But as far as the Palladians go, I mean, obviously they're at a much higher density. We can't see them. But because they're vibrating at a much higher frequency, but our vibration is increasing. We were blasted by such amazing energy over the winter solstice that your listeners must have noticed there is a consciousness shift going on right now, but it's designed to work in conjunction with the Palladian emissaries of light. It's designed to keep people from being dragged down by this system, because it's quite easily, you know, it's easy to drag people down. And of course, the people that run the world, they're in the process of crashing the system on purpose so that they can stop people from vibrating like they should, and we will get more visits.
Yes, and one of the tools they use is the mainstream media.
The big tool that they've been cranking up recently, and I'd like to suggest this to your listeners, is the heart machine. They're keeping the heart machines on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now. There's one in Norway, there's one in Britain, and there's one in America. And they're keeping them on. And I would suggest to your listeners that if you're feeling under psychic attack, because you see, the dark are also doing psychic attacks, but if you're hearing your third eye ringing and it doesn't feel right, put an earplug in your left ear, because they attack your left ear for your right lobe. Because your right lobe of your brain is, that's where your creative side, that's where your free spirit, that's where your free thinking is. And you see, to your listeners that think they, okay, many of your listeners are into alien disclosure, they're into ET activity and crop circles. They're into it, but they're not sure why. And in my experience, most people that have this interest, they are a starseed. So they're seeded from, it's about 10% of this planet's population are seeded from various star systems. And you can, if you work with your cosmic guides and they're good to you, they can repattern your brain to think like a dolphin, to repattern your brain so it's not affected by heart. The great work with the Palladian workbook by Amora Quinn Yin.
Yes, I have it.
Yeah, fabulous book. But you see, any Starseed can actually work through the exercises with their cosmic family. And it's and I would suggest that your listeners do that, definitely, because make the most of them, because the cosmic, they will only help if you ask them to help. But they are morally obligated to help, even the bad ones. Even the bad ones, like ours, Martin, because you had malevolent cosmic family, as I did. And that's what caused a lot of issues for me this year. But I figured out how to get rid of them. It took me all year. I would suggest to your listeners that if things, you know, if you have an affinity to the stars and yet things don't seem to go right in your life, then please, if you know anybody that is tuned to spirit, or better still, if you're able to use a pendulum, or you have a relationship with your higher self, call your higher self up and say, hey, do I have a cosmic family? Where are they from? And are they benevolent? Are they good to me? Or do I need to get rid of them? And your higher self will be able to answer those questions. And then if you need to get rid of them, the best way is to find someone that isn't a starseed and get them to call on Archangel Michael. And Michael will cut the invisible umbilical cords that will be attached to your body by the benevolent and malevolent. Because, of course, if you're a starseed, they watch every move. They know exactly what you're doing, when you're doing, how you're doing it, because they have implants. They put implants in your brain, and they also have unseen umbilical cords, so they know everything about you. They know every step of the way. And it's interesting because, you know, starseed, to be a starseed, to be seeded from the stars, it's quite an honor and a privilege, you know, the Pleiades especially. Well, I got my cosmic family took me astral traveling to the Pleiades, and it looked incredible. Very green, very lush, very Mayan-style temple complexes and stone houses. Absolutely fantastic. I do recommend that too, astral traveling.
Yes, beautiful. Yes.
But get your cosmic family to take you, and then your cosmic, because it's one thing astral traveling, but I wouldn't recommend it unless you have a guide to look after you, because you can get into all sorts of trouble. But that's the same with dark divining and dowsing. That's the same with any unseen art. If you've got the right guides and if you've got the right protection, call on your guardian angel. Guardian angel's always there for you. And do make sure, even channeling, before I channel, I call on my guardian angel. She's got some other crew that she calls on, and I call on the light as well. That's another thing. If any of your family, or if any of you or any of your family, again, think you have an affinity to the stars and things are not going right, you can call on the light straight away, and you can call on the light to remove any implants and anything that they've done to your head. You still need to get Michael to cut the cords, but it's a contract, right? A starseed is a contract. You have a contract with the Palladians or the Arcturians or Sirius or any of the planets. It's a contract. And the moment you decide you don't want to be in the contract anymore, then they're breaking the rules. Because there are rules. There are rules. But, you know, most, I'm really glad to report that most starseed families are good to their charges. You've got to be really unlucky to have a bad one, which is great. But use them; they can do incredible things for you, incredible things. And they say the Palladian workbook. That's a great place. That's a great place. Some fabulous exercises in that. The chambers of light are really special, really mm-hmm. special.
Yes, I have done the exercises. You travel around a lot. You are a lot at Avebury and Stonehenge, and you also practice. You work as a druid. So you can find underwater sources of water and eatable plants.
I can find anything. I can find anything. Yeah. You see, the divine. See, the divine won't let you see you go hungry or thirsty. So I'll always find food and I'll always find water. But you see, coming on the, I'd like to touch on the food bit because, you see, we are light beings, technically. So your listeners must really think very carefully about what they put in their body. I have, I've written poetry about low vibration foods, any heavy foods like potatoes. I don't eat cereal, so that's wheat or any of any breakfast cereals. I have puff rice or cornflakes, that's it. The rest of them, no. No sugar, no processed food. It's really have to think carefully. And you also have to think whether you actually need the food. I have one meal now every 2 days. And that's like 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. So you really, people have really got to diffuse, really listen, really got to think very carefully about what they put in their body. Because when they manage it better, then their third eye is going to be waking up a lot quicker. They'll be more tuned into things. It really is. If you don't need the food, don't eat it. Very important. Very important. Yeah. And I say, if you go astral traveling, because, of course, that's leaving your body, then no food for a day. I don't have any food for a day. I drink 3 pints of water. Then I lay down with a Velspar crystal, which is good for astral traveling. And I'm away. And I don't go anywhere. So isn't that, and that's Sarah Brightman. I wrote her a poem. She quite liked it, actually. I wrote her a poem saying she's wasted her money because she's just paying all that money to go up in a spacecraft and she don't need it because she can go anytime without a spacecraft. You know, it really is special. It really is special. But especially it's special if you are got really nice cosmic family because now is the time. They'll take you aboard ship if you ask them nice. Really. It's really fabulous to have, and I've really met some in my time channeling and finding out about different races. I mean, I've got friends from Arcturia, Sirius, a lot of wanderers as well, funny enough, you know, which is obviously like a walk-in. So, you know, they share people's bodies, which is, hey, you know, you've got to get your head around that. But if you appreciate that, then you're not in the system. You've got to stay out of the system because when the system collapses, it is going to collapse. They're going to make sure it collapses. They're going to make sure the system collapses. Then it's not going to affect you so much. You know, I don't like predicting about things that are coming up. I really want to talk about cycles. And there's a cycle coming up, the polar shift in a year or two that's going to, you know. I'm worried about you, my friend, living in such a low country. You know, because as I understand it, there's going to be some sea level changes. Not for the worse, not for the better.
Yeah, I'm minus 5 meters beneath sea level.
Yeah, well, you know, hope you got a boat, right? But no, I'm very aware that there's some things coming up that, you see, the people that run the world, they use prophets, they use soothsayers, they know exactly what's going on and they're not telling anybody. They're not telling anyone. It's the spiritual graduation in conjunction with earth changes, in conjunction with, obviously, disclosure. And then, but you see, the disclosure really, it's going to get dark before it gets light. Because, you see, the people that run the world, they know what's coming. They know what's coming, and they're really trying to cling on to power. You know, and I know what you're saying, that we have to have, well, the dark can't stand the light, so there's no even, we don't even need to hope, because no dark can stand any light. And as I say, I will drive through the night to get to Avebury in the morning to do some rituals. And then I'm there doing a banishing ritual, because of course it's full moon tomorrow. So, you know, and I'm doing my bit to pump positive energy into the grid. Talking of which, when I was at Avebury with the solstice and I set out some crystals, I was inviting people to stand in certain spots, and they couldn't stand on the spot. They'd shake uncontrollably and then be blown off the spot, because there was so much energy being created. And that's all good, positive energy being pumped into the grid. You know, I watched a film a couple of years ago, and it was called The Lives of Others. Had you seen it?
No. Yes, I have. Yes, yes, yes.
That film is the reason why they cannot win. I've got told by all sorts of stuff that might happen in the summer, and none of it's happened. And when I'm asking, I'm saying, hey, because I keep stuff to myself generally. One thing I won't is the fact that, I've got some really great advice. Right, I'm still getting told that they're going to fake the invasion. They're going to fake an alien invasion. Right, They're going to try it. That's what I'm still being told. Right, but you see, if your listeners make a cloudbuster and stick it in their garage, when the spaceships arrive and threaten us, supposedly all that you need to do is get a cloudbuster on it and put a hole in the spaceship. Because most of them will just be... This is one of the big things with chemtrails, is because it's heavy metals, it's barium. And the reason why they're spraying barium into the sky is so they can project holograms into the sky. So if you've got something that purifies the air... Hey, that'll show them up. So as I understand it, there's quite a network of people making cloudbusters and just sticking them in the garage waiting to see if this thing happens. I mean, they're not expensive to make, and that's by the by, but I'm still being told they will try that. But it's going to be you better believe it's going to be the last throw of the dice, right? It is going to be their last throw of the dice. And I say I'll let everyone know if things change, because, see, the thing is, things do change. Timelines shift. Every prediction I've ever made in my life has only ever been 95% accurate, because it's never too late to change. And and nobody gets 100% accurate information. Nobody. So... this is why. But you see, people, then they make predictions and then they stand on them and then nothing happens. And then, you know. But there's also, there's 9 of you, Martin. Did you know there's 9 Martin Horsts? There's only 6 of me. There are others of us in alternate realities. There's a really...
That's interesting.
There's a really great show. There was National Geographic on alternate realities. I do recommend it. It's a really good documentary, and it's reasonably accurate. But so this is the other reason why no one should ever think negatively at all, because when you think negative, you think negative, and it affects the others of you. So, you know, this is why everyone's watching, because everyone needs to be really positive right now, because the dark can't stand the light. Really can't. It's interesting to know there's others of you. You know, I was actually, when your listeners do astral travel, what they just do is they need to get their guardian angel to take them to see one of their others. And then what you do is you go through a wormhole. I've been through a wormhole. I didn't actually see my alternate self because I wouldn't say I bottled it, but I'm thinking, hey, I'm in a wormhole. I've come out the other side of a wormhole. Well, I've never been here before. It was all a bit scary. And I know, okay, I had Ariel with me. So I never actually ended up seeing one of my others. But I know wormholes exist because I've been through one. It's fantastic. You
know what I would like interesting to know this is with the energy of love increasing on the planet, and you saying, and I know that the dark doesn't stand the light, with the light increasing, somehow, someday, very soon, they will have to collapse.
Yeah, well, it's not quite as simple as that, as I understand it. You see, they've obviously got a system that they've built, this belief system, which they're not going to give up. So the only way that they're going to still control it is they're going to crash it, because a belief system isn't the truth. And anything that isn't the truth will not last. It cannot last. The word secret, the translation of the word secret, simply means to be revealed. No secret can ever be kept permanently. Impossible. So this, I mean, you must appreciate that the people that run the world, they control everything that we eat, everything that we drink, everything that we watch. They've got things battened down, or so they think. And they're going to crash the system because they want maximum havoc. They don't want people vibrating as the frequency that they should. And this is why the system is going to be collapsed by them. So how long's a piece of string? Every time they announce the word quantitative easing, then that kind of keeps, that's hot air for their balloon, right? Which is going to pop, right? But what most of us think about, it's free will. It's free will. As much as we have cosmic brethren, there are rules. And the rule is free will. So they, even if they wanted the cavalry coming straight away, they're not going to do it because it's been against the rules. Because obviously the planet's been quarantined. It's been against the rules for so long that they're not going to just suddenly dive in. So they have to pick their moment. Obviously, this is why the light workers are spread around, pumping positive energy. And they're going to kill money, and that's going to worry most people. And hey, if you love someone, you've got to set them free. But it's not going to put food on the table. So this is where our cosmic brethren, they won't see us suffer, but they have to be very careful. And it's really more encouraging when you have cosmic family, because you know you've got help. You know you've got help there that you can ask at any time. And also that goes for your guardian angels. That goes for the light. You can call on the light at any time for help about anything. If you have a friend that I'll use a little trick for you, because you don't actually need their permission. It's free will. So I can't actually help people unless they say that I can help them. And but I've developed a little trick. I've got my archangel, my guardian angel, Uriel, to ask that person's higher self whether I can help them. So for example, Terry Dobney, Terry the Druid from Avebury. I love him dearly, but he is a stubborn old goat. And he would never let me. I love him, Dee. He's a very knowledgeable man. But you see, yes. Any true druid doesn't need to read a book. Any true druid just has the knowledge come to him by opening his mind. And this is where I'm at. Don't need to read a book. I was told the other day, you're not reading any more books. And hey, it's great. But the thing is, Terry wouldn't let me help him, because he's been suffering. So I tuned into his higher self, and I said to the higher self, will you let me help you. Yeah, fine. So then I got the light to do some clearing, and then I got his guardian angel to do some clearing. So I was able to help him. And I didn't even need his permission. So that any of your listeners have any particular problem, friends, or any family even, it's worth checking, you can douse with a pendulum, you can douse with a divining rod. Set of keys. Set of keys on a piece of string. That's a good dowser. Nice and heavy, swings quite well. And tune in and find out whether they have any negative entities and negative energies, and then call on the light to get rid of them, but make sure you ask the permission of the higher self first. Because we have a higher sixth density self. And of course, the Palladians are seventh density. Palladians are seven. So again, they're pretty close in terms on the evolutionary scale. I believe there's 14 densities in total. So obviously, we're still babies in the evolutionary scale. And this is why, I mean, your impatience, Martin, is it parallels mine, because I want all this truth to come out. But you see, you overlook something, is the fact that we're still babies in the evolutionary scale. We're babies. And we're trying to run before we can walk. And you better believe that our cosmic brethren and also the other planets, that the other constellations that have seeded our planet, that, you know, if you've got a baby, you don't let the baby, if you don't, you don't let the baby walk into the middle of the road, right? You've got a baby walker.
Yeah.
They've got a big baby walker on us, right? But we're babies, right? So they're not going to let us walk in the middle of the road. Right? That's the best analogy I got, but it's true. Mm-hmm. You know, they have our highest interest at heart at all time. And that's the, if you ever speak to your cosmic family, ask them whether they have your highest interest. And if they don't have your highest interest at heart, get rid of them. So, because, you know, you don't need them.
Yeah. Hey, Des, I want to ask you, I want to tell you, the event that I'm looking forward to is to have contact, that official contact has to be taking place. I know for sure in my higher self that this will be the most happy moment in my life that I've been waiting for all my life, that I incarnated for.
Let me see what I can get for you now. Bear with me a sec. I can see if I can just give you a timeline, right? Let's see if we can give you a timeline. Archangel Ariel. Archangel Ariel. Disclosure. Aliens on the White House lawn. Will you settle for aliens on the White House lawn? Would you settle for cosmic brethren on the White House lawn as being disclosure? Because you see, they won't be the nice ones. There's different levels of disclosure. The secret government will rig something to make it look like they're the good guys. And shaking hands on the White House lawn, but they'll just be the greys that they was working with Hitler before them, kind of thing, you know? So what, please define disclosure. Martin?
The disclosure of the benevolent brothers and sisters from the stars, the Pleiades.
Fourteen months. Yeah, okay. Wait, that's what I'm doing. Okay. Right. The malevolence. Less than a month. Less than 2 months. Less than 3 months. Two and a half. More. Just shy of 3 months. Right, just shy of 3 months for the malevolence.
Mm-hmm.
So they're obviously going to grandstand. The Americans are going to take the lead because they like taking the lead on stuff. right? And they're broke anyway. So they will, you know, they're going to take the lead. They're going to have the greys on the White House lawn. But let them do it, because at the end of the day, at least it'll prove that the likes of myself and the likes of yourself haven't been dreaming this stuff up. So at least, I mean, I was told last April when they were going to start disclosing, and then all that stuff from those videos from Roswell appeared on YouTube. So did you see those with the twitchy
arm?
Yes,
I did. Yeah,
yeah. And I was told that they were all genuine. So you know, they're giving it us in dribs and drabs. I saw a documentary, and it was the president of the Press Association of America. He was talking at a dinner, and he held in his hand like a 600 or 700 page report of all the stuff that he was forced to cover up just over the last couple of years. So, and once you factor in all the other technology and everything that has all been covered over, then, you know, it's long overdue. But we can't force this, because the bloodline of Cain, as I call them, the brotherhood of the snake, you see, my queen, I'm from England, my queen isn't a reptilian shapeshifter. She is descendant from Cain, from the Bible, and Cain's mother and father. Cain's mother was Eve, and the Cain's father was a serpent. So that's why they get reptilian. That's why she gets irate, because David Icke accuses her of being a reptilian shapeshifter. That doesn't negate the fact that there are reptilians. You know, they are reptilians, but they don't have a physical body. I've seen a couple of, you know, I've seen a couple of them around Avebury, but they were just light beings and they didn't hang around for too long. And, well, they wouldn't, because they don't want trouble. They've got enough trouble without courting anymore. And as I understand, I'm not sure exactly who they were. Were you familiar with this new alien cosmic race? This new cosmic race that appeared on the scene this year and said, "Don't be silly, let's help these people." And then they did a bit of, they blew a few ships up, blew a few Anunnaki up and everything, and then they tow in the line now. Did you come across them at all?
No, I didn't.
No, well, I channeled a friend of mine who's another channel said, "Hey, what do you make of this new race that's appeared on the scene?" And I said, "Ooh, I don't know." So I did some channeling and found out that there was a new old race. They'd been around millions of years ago, and then they'd kind of been off the scene, and they suddenly appeared, and they weren't a member of the Galactic Federation of Light. They just did their own thing. And they said, "Hey, these people need help." And they started blowing a few malevolent ships out the sky and trying to even the numbers out a bit. And then apparently they're towing the line now. But I tried to actually get them to do some stuff before they towed the line. The Galactic Federation can't have loose cannons. They need to have a united front. So I see that, because, you know, there's been a lot of life lost over us. As I understand it, there's been a lot of life lost on both sides, the light and the dark, mm-hmm. over this planet, with the light trying to enforce the quarantine. And, of course, then the light trying to sort of come and go, and then the Star Wars business, you know, blowing up benevolence. It's in our name as well. It's disgusting, but we don't have the power yet. You see, your listeners, yourself, myself, when all this shakes out, there's going to be a lot of confused people a lot of confused people on this planet wondering why this stuff's being brought into the open now and wondering who they are. So it's our time. It's our time. But you see, we've been waiting for thousands of years for our time. Well, obviously past lives and everything. So, you know, we can wait a couple more months, eh? Because we've been waiting a lifetime for this. Mm. And really, I toast you. I toast you and your efforts for getting the information out. And I hope to invite you to England in the summer to do your show live from Crop Circle Country. I've been making moves along those lines. Because your listeners as well, if they've never even just stood in a real crop circle, the energy is just crazy, because it's all about balancing energies. The malevolence started to do them to lower everyone's vibration. And of course, the benevolence needed to balance, keep everything in balance. So they started doing crop circles with positive energy. And of course, the malevolence don't do so many now. Because they've got their whole, well, their time's up nearly. So, hey.
Yeah. Hey, Des, you just said in the beginning of the show that yesterday night the quarantine was lifted on Boxing Day.
Yes.
What does that implicate?
Right, okay. Yeah, well, because obviously the planet was quarantined to stop people messing kind of thing with us, because we've been messed with. I mean, we've been hacked as a species. That's why human nature messes everything up, because we were hacked. Enki made us, took 4 years to design us, and we were hacked in a minute. It's like the CIA hacker challenge, when they spent 7 years developing the unbreakable code, and then they brought it out, and the hackers hacked it in 20 minutes. So this is why it's so important at this time to get the positive energy and the higher vibration. It's so important. Got to think about what you put in your body. Spring water, don't drink tap water. Fluoride was Hitler's most feared chemical weapon. They put it in to fur up your third eye, and you need it, right? There's some great exercises to get your third eye back up and running. I do recommend YouTube in that regard. But it's our time, man. It's our time. And there's going to be lots of confused people, and we're not going to be the confused ones, especially your listeners, because your listeners, and most of them, will have cosmic family. And I suggest to your listeners, ask your cosmic family to take you aboard ship. Ask your cosmic family to take you aboard ship. They will take you aboard ship, right? And then that starts to get you believing in the fact that, you know, we all have the power of God in our hands, but it's so much more empowering to know that you've got a cosmic family that can do all this great stuff for you, and all you have to do is ask. But if you've never known how to ask, and it's as simple as asking, hey. But it's better if you build a relationship and get the name, and and crystals are a big thing as well. My father had a crystal radio back in the war days, and everyone needs crystals to connect, to get their brains vibrating. I recommend a crystal.
I always hold a crystal in my hand when I sleep.
Yeah, no, well, that's good. And organites, too, were a great thing to make and to gift people to turn negative energy positive. I use holy water with mine. I thoroughly recommend them, especially mobile phone calls. If you make an organite, I always have an organite by my mobile phone. Sellotape to the back of the phone. So, you know, you have to think about even the company you keep. You have to think about the company you keep. But you can call on the light, anybody can, to clear if you think any of your friends have got bad energies or entities on them or in their home. But you can do that. But hey, it's up to those people whether they actually want to make an effort and keep vibrating higher. And I do recommend to your listeners as well, really, Wiltshire is a super place to visit in the summer with the crop circles and the energies. And as I say, we'll be doing some of your shows next summer live from crop circle country. So it's highly recommended, highly recommended. And as yes, I did
some shows in 2011. That was wonderful to do.
And I'm also quite happy to, if any of your listeners want to find out a bit more about their cosmic family and everything, if they want to contact yourself with their name, their town, and their date of birth, I'll tune in and I'll see what I can find out.
How can people reach you, Des?
Yeah, yeah. Daz the Druid. Daz the Druid on Twitter. So that's capital D, A-Z, the capital D, Druid. So Daz the Druid on Twitter. I'm Daz Lovegrove, L-O-V-E-G-R-O-V-E on Facebook. And also, you'll find me on a site called postpoems.org as Daz the Druid. And also, I'm on the Experience Project, www.experienceproject.com, and look for stories by Make Tea Not War. and the reason why I was told by my cosmic family, really yes, important site to post my stuff, and I didn't know why, and then I found out why when I, because that site's full of American army wives. And of course, you know, there's trouble brewing. There's trouble brewing. And of course, the women have got empathy, right? So, hey, you get the women thinking positive, along positive lines, then it's going to help the husbands too. It's going to help the husbands too. And yeah, there's yeah, many ways to get hold of me. My email address is lovegrooves, L-O-V-E-G-R-O-O-V-E-S, @gmail.com. And also, I say I do spend quite a bit of my time in Avebury. I'm going there tomorrow for a couple of days. I do healings as well. And it's all contribution-based. So whatever you can afford, if you've got no money, I do it for free. So, you know, it's so exciting. It's so exciting sharing this time with you and your listeners. And the trick is, you've got to see, you've got to know, you've got to hold it in your heart that you know something bad's going to happen. And people have got to make a conscious effort to hold their vibration high, because this is why they're doing it. They're crashing the system on purpose to crash people's vibrations. I was told that, by the way, this will be useful for your listeners. The silver price in 1 year is going to be $155 an ounce, and it's currently 36. So that'll be a nice little bet. And yeah, gold's going to go up a bit as well, but it won't do that. And old copper coins as well, I do recommend keep your old copper coins, because you're going to need to spend something. And hey, it's really, how can I describe it? Oh, it's indescribable, the things, if you open your mind, you just go on and on. It's the journey is yours to make. And if you read some of my poetry, it's all, how can I say, it's self-help poetry, basically. I'm going to share, can I share a little poem with you?
Well, we have 2 minutes and then we have to sign off. So I don't know if we can
do it. Okay, 2 minutes. So this is about my ode to aspartame. It's in Coca-Cola and everything. Aspartame, insane, rots your brain, found in Pepsi and Coca-Cola and Robinson's barley water, to name but a few. Aspartame, insane, rots your brain, put there by Kane, or his bloodline anyway, you run the world and don't like you.
Aspartame, you're insane. If you drink it any day, please protect your brain. Don't drink aspartame this or any other day, and don't trust the FDA. And that's another thing, your listeners, very important for starseeds is sauna every couple of weeks. Very important sauna for starseeds, because we're not, things in this world bug us because we're not supposed to be here. And getting the toxins out of your body is really important for any starseed. And yeah, I recommend other tips and tricks is the starseedhotline.com. It's a really good site. Lavendar, she's a darling. Mm-hmm. She's a darling.
You are darling too.
Oh, love you, brother.
Love you too, brother. It was great to have you on the show. And we're going to sign off now. And maybe you want to say a blessing to all the listeners.
Yes, yes. May 2013 bring everything you need and nothing that you want, because that ain't God. Thank you very much. Thank you, Des.
Thank you very much. My friends, I will be back next week with another show. Namaste.